Organisers of the rally have pledged to avoid Whitehall, where the cenotaph is. But Oliver Dowden's worried the Jewish community could end up feeling intimidated by the demo. He has this message for anyone thinking of attending.
I understand people's legitimate concerns about the plight of the Palestinian people. They should also just think about the people that they are standing alongside. They inadvertently lend a legitimacy to some more extremism.
Meanwhile, a junior minister has been suspended from the Israeli government after he suggested dropping a nuclear bomb on Gaza was a possibility. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists the comments were not based in reality. Police in Hamburg say they've arrested a man following a hostage situation at the city's airport. A 35-year-old rammed a car through a security gate last night while a 4-year-old girl was inside. The government insists the Conservative Party has a zero-tolerance approach for sexual misconduct. It follows tabloid reports a number of allegations about an MP had been made known to the party, but little action had been taken. More than 40 flood warnings remain in place across England after days of heavy rain. The south coast was battered by Storm Ciarán yesterday. Our meteorologist Joe Wheeler says there's more to come.
Some of these showers could be heavy and thundery. There's still some wet weather around, but certainly not as violent and giving as much rainfall as we've seen just recently. So we've got a few days of this showery regime in which we can start, you know, the cleanup process after Ciarán.
And today's Premier League action is just getting underway with Nottingham Forest hosting Aston Villa at the City Ground. Liverpool can go second with a win against Luton later. And Hearts and Rangers meet at Hampden Park with a place in the Scottish League Cup final up for grabs. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with a special Bonfire Night Vix Mix on Phoenix 98FM. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined this week by the fabulous, one and only Tony Smith, who stayed on, bless him, to twiddle the flashing knobs because Paul is away. What a liberty.
It's a pleasure.
Anyone would think Paul needed a holiday.
I know. And West Ham played yesterday, so he hasn't even got it on the screen today, so he would have got time to watch it.
Anyway, you had a great show today, Tony. Loved it.
Thank you.
Have you been to any firework parties yet?
No. We normally go to South End. We've already been to one. We went to the South End one, which has been running every Saturday at South End. So we've done that, funny enough, in October. We've
seen them. You told me about that, and yeah. I didn't even know that you could go to South End and see fireworks.
It's brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah, completely free as well.
That's brilliant. And not too much traffic.
No, once you're parked up, you can... it's a bit... You know, there's plenty of parking in South End, but... and you can see the fireworks, because it's on the on a barge out on the sea. You can either go on the seafront, which is great, or you can go into the bars, or you can go to the, you know, along the strip, and you can just look up, and there they are.
That's fantastic. They do that at Bournemouth. When I was working in Bournemouth, they've got some fantastic firework displays. Well, shall we have our own firework party here?
Yeah, why not?
Are you ready for it? And are you up for dancing?
I'm always up for a little bit of dancing.
Yeah, good. Well, let's start the show with a bang. It is Bang Bang, Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Bruno.
Swimming in the puddle, it's Nikki full throttle, it's oh, oh. Swimming in the crowd, we winning in the ladder, we dipping in the powder blue flow. So, getting so good, it's dripping, I don't would get a ride in that engine that could go. Batman robbing it, bang, bang, cocking it, Queen Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse and Ari, if they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging, phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. G to the A, to the N, to the G, to the hey.
See anybody coming good to you? You need a bag, gotta put your mind,
okay.
Bang Bang, Jessie J, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. 2014, it was a UK number one. And I'm also playing it for Nicki Minaj's birthday, which was on the 26th of October. She's got a new album out on the 8th of December. It's called Pink Friday. And she's currently touring America. And it was reported earlier this year that Ariana Grande is to star in the two-part film adaptation of Wicked the Musical. That'd be good.
Yeah, it's a great show. I've seen it in the London.
But they're making a film.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, so she's going to be in the film. That's, part one will be released in cinemas in November 2024. Part two, 2025. And Jessie J has been enjoying life as a new mum since June. Oh, congratulations, Jessie J. And she's an Essex girl.
Yeah, Basil, I believe.
And a great singer. But back to the firework theme. I think we should tell everyone to be careful to check your bonfires for any small animals that might have hidden in there, yes. Like little hedgehogs or any, you know, because they just make a little nest in there, don't they, while they're there. You know, you've built it, you've left it, so just check it. You've just got to shake everything and then they run out.
Yeah, lots of people, have fireworks, and it's always worth checking with your neighbours as well if they've got an animal and just letting them know, especially if you've got cats and things, that you're going to have a bonfire or fireworks going off at a certain time, and just gives them time to get their animal and keep it in, for instance, because obviously if they go outside, they tend to cower and hide, and it could be quite
funny.
Well,
the foxes were out last night. And they were okay.
Yeah, I think they're probably
they
used
were going about. There was one big bang, and then they all scarpered, and then they came back again. But the little there was a chat. It's the little hedgehogs, because they see this lovely pile of logs and they snuggle in there, you know, and start to make it their nest.
Yeah.
So that's what you got. And also, they said, you know, like hedgehog highways. So what you've got to do is cut in your fence, because everyone's got fences now in between, like a CD size hole.
Right.
And then they can get from, like, say, my garden to the next garden to the next garden.
A walk-through.
A walk-through, yeah, because they can't. And they can't meet any other hedgehogs because there's no walk-throughs, you know. So if you create those little holes, the little hedgehogs can get through. And apparently they're our favourite, one of our favouritures. They are
pretty cute. So, especially when you see them in people's hands, the little baby ones.
They're so gorgeous. So just a reminder, check that it's all safe for small animals and children, obviously. Shall we play a Tom Jones and the Cardigans number?
I love Tom Jones.
I love Tom Jones. Watched him last night. This is Burning Down the House.
Wait till the party.
was Burning Down the House, Tom Jones and the Cardigans. 1999 was UK number 7. A major hit for Sir Tom, it was originally recorded by new wave band Talking Heads. But it didn't make the charts until Sir Tom and the Cardigans' version was released. And it has to be said, their version was quite different from the original, far more funky. That's why I love it.
Yeah, Talking Heads were a great band as well, though.
Sorry?
Talking Heads were great, weren't they?
Oh, I don't remember them.
Yeah, the original.
What did they sing?
Oh, Talking Heads. They've got brain freeze now. They was big in the 80s.
Mm. We'll have to find. Yeah, because maybe I think I saw. But anyway, I love Tom Jones.
Yeah, that's where the Cardigans.
No one can compete with Tom Jones.
No, they can't. He's still.
Listen to that voice. I watched him on X Factor last night, and then he just all of a sudden sang live.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Voice.
Will I Am performed live. But that voice. I mean, unbelievable. Oh, yeah, he did a duet.
On The Voice, yeah, because they do that, don't they? The judges often.
Yeah, but this was with one of the contestants, I think. It was just great.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, and they started this show with a group, because it's the first time in the programme's history that groups have been allowed to audition. And they were great. They were called Deja Vu. Four girls, really brilliant singers. So they were really excited about them. And then the second boy didn't get voted for. No one turned round for him. But I thought he had an amazing voice, the second boy.
I haven't caught this. Is this the first? Was it the first
one? Yeah, first one last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, it was really exciting. And Ollie Murs has announced he'll be leaving the show after this series.
Yeah, I heard that. I think they I'm pretty sure that his contract's come up. They haven't renewed it. I think when I read it, he was sad to leave.
He's lovely. People love him.
Yeah.
You know, it's not. You know, it's like Anne-Marie. People love her. It's not easy to get, judges that people love.
No, you need.
But there's that lovable quality. You know, you either have it or you don't, and they've all got it. So it'd be interesting to see who they're replacing
with. Up and coming ones and the legends as well. You've got a bit of a mix. I don't know who. It's hard to know who'd take his place, really.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's cute and good.
And he's from Essex.
Yeah. Exactly. And so is she.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And Tom Jones is really from Essex. He professes to be from Wales.
He's sung in Essex a load of times, so obviously. He's an honorary Essex boy.
Okay, let's play a Donna Summer number. This is Hot Stuff. That was Hot Stuff, Donna Summer, 1979. It was the UK number 11. Donna was known as the Queen of Disco. As well as being Queen of Disco, she also excelled in R&B, rock, gospel and dance, winning Grammys in all those genres. And this was used in the film. Which film, Tony, was it used in?
Full Monty.
Correct.
I haven't seen it for ages. It's a great film, isn't it?
I love that film. It was like sort of out of the blue. And I mean, people just love it, and you can play it as many times as you want.
And funny enough, Tom Jones was also on that film with You Can Take Your Hat Off.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Could you play the Full Monty?
I wouldn't like to do that dance with the hat. I know that.
Yeah, I think they were so brave to do that. And Prince Charles, as he was then, made the news dancing to Donna's version of the song when he attended a Full Monty party. Really? Prince Charles, at the Langset Foundation in Sheffield, a showcase for the work of the Prince's Trust. He does amazing work.
It wouldn't be so good trying to cover your bits with a crown, though, would it?
No.
It's got a hole in the middle.
It's got a hole in the middle.
I wouldn't did not think of that.
And a musical about her life, the Donna Summer musical, was produced on Broadway in 2017. And talking of hot stuff, well, Renee and I were, as a couple, regarded as hot stuff. So guess what's on tonight, Tone?
Could it be? Hello, hello.
Correct. Now listen very carefully. I shall say this
only once. It's on a couple of channels now, because you've got it on, is it Yesterday, and then you've got the other one?
It's back on Drama.
Drama's the other one.
It went off for a while, but it was only for about a week or so. So it shows it's popular. People want to laugh. You know, it's three episodes of Yesterday Channel from 8 p.m. The Nicked Airman, The Airman D-Nicked, and The Crooked Fences. So that's the three tonight. And it's back on Drama Channel weekdays from 6 o'clock. Yeah, so they're just doing one episode, but they're funny. And yeah. I forget how funny they were until I forget how clever the writing was.
Yeah, well, I was talking about writing these with the missus the other day. We've been watching Bless His House, which I was telling you about. And To the Man Are Born with Penelope Keith.
Yeah.
And some of the jokes, they kind of, you know, they kind of revisit these things where you know something's going to happen, but it doesn't quite happen. Then it happens a couple of seconds later. Yeah. But you kind of know it's going to happen, but then it's the brilliant writing that brings them all together.
It's the anticipation. If you know those writers, then you think, oh, you try and work it out. And then sometimes it's a shock value.
Yeah, only Fools and Horses is the same with it when they undo the chandelier. You know it's going to fall. No matter how many times you watch it, it's still funny.
I know, it's still funny. You just cannot not laugh. Did you see me on there? What was it you said?
I see you a couple of times, actually. You popped up on Two Ronnies the other day when I was watching it. The sketch.
Oh, right, with
I think it's a psychiatrist. And the nurse comes in. I'm looking and thinking, that looked like Vicky Michelle. And I had to pause it. And it's a really young Vicky Michelle on the
very
sketch.
Very young.
And then again, on as I said the other day, with the comedian we were talking about earlier on.
Which one?
Freddie Starr.
Oh, that was it, yes. When he did an interview with Freddie Starr.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the audience.
Yeah.
So you spotted me and going, is that Vicky?
Is that Vicky Michelle? Yeah.
That was the one, because we used to know Freddie. I mean, he was absolutely bonkers, but we loved him. And whenever we were performing in Blackpool, he was always there. He was doing his show there and everything. And we used to, like, have a drink and that afterwards. But this one, so we were all invited to go. And Faith Brown's my mate. She was in the audience. And this was when he threw the maggots down her cleavage. I swear to you, they were real maggots.
I know. It's...
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't get away with it now, of course,
would you? Never get away with it. Oh, dear. Oh, happy days. But if you... And also... we're going to do another episode of Barmydale. Have you listened to this? It's a radio.
No.
Okay, so it's a comedy. And they've got, it's available on Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Barmydale website. And I play this Angie Edwards, and I'm married to Branston. So Branston's a bit like Ronnie Barker's character in Porridge.
No, I got you.
And he's killed loads of people. And but funnily, do you know what I mean? And it's a comedy, and we've got Brian Murphy and Linda Reagan. And happy birthday, Linda. I think it's her birthday today.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Linda Reagan, Brian Murphy's wife. So they're in it, playing the mayor and Lord, I can't remember his name, Lord Fauntleroy or something. And we've got Jeff and Judy, Jeffrey Holland, and Judy Buxton in it. It's got a great cast, loads of really good cast, and it's really funny. It's absolutely off the wall. So that's called Barmydale. So if you can catch it, if you want to laugh on a listen to a radio program, because it's like old comedy that makes you laugh out loud. So that's on as well. I think that's enough plugs for me and my shows. Do you? Oh yeah, Linda Reagan is Lady Palmer. Okay. What have we got next? Shall we? Well, we've got to play it.
We have.
It's Elton John. What is it going to be, Tone?
Rocket Man.
Correct.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm going to be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job.
Rocket Man, Elton John, 1972, was the UK number two. And this song came out about the time of Apollo 16 mission, which took men to the moon for the fifth time. And Elton's biggest hit to that point, it earned him the nickname Rocket Man, which he loves. He also called his own record label Rocket after it. And the biopic of his life is called Rocket Man. And also Kate Bush covered it. This is one for Paul, if you're listening. Kate Bush is one of his favourites.
Yeah, it's his all-time favourite.
Yeah. What was her version like?
I can't remember. No, I didn't really actually... I'm not a big Kate Bush fan. I didn't realise she'd done that, covered that.
She claimed it was one of her favourite songs and made it UK number 12.
She's got a new... I think she's redoing one of her albums out at the moment. I remember reading something about it.
And you... You played me Talking Heads. Of course I know Talking Heads.
Yeah, Talking Heads.
Yes. What was the song?
We had Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere. Yep. We're on the road to nowhere. And the other one was Once in a Lifetime. You may find yourself sitting in... Or whatever it is.
They did a lot of talking on the first. Yeah. And then broke it. Yeah, they are They are brilliant.
We never remember them. I knew the older tracks, but I just couldn't remember the actual names.
The actual name of the song,
yeah.
Oh, but Elton's recently announced his retirement from touring.
Yes, that was his last tour he's just done.
But he's also said he will be doing one-off concerts every now and then. Of course, he wouldn't just retire. He couldn't. I don't think it's in his nature. And he wants to devote his time to charity, his AIDS Foundation. And lyricist Bernie Taupin, with whom Sir Elton has written most of his hits, including Rocket Man, has a new autobiography out called Scattershot. Life, good. Music, Elton and Me. That should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be.
Because that's
really
coming
good.
In from a different side.
Yes.
Yeah.
When's that out?
It's just coming out, yeah, I think. Yeah, he's just written it. Okay, so we'll have to buy that one.
Definitely.
Should we start doing book reviews? If you've just joined us, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Okay, should we play a Doors number? Love this. Light My Fire. UK number 7 became the Doors' signature.
That's easy for you to say.
The Doors' signature song. And the Doors were asked to perform this on the Ed Sullivan Show with a change of line, which the programme thought might be seen as offensive.
I can't remember what line that was.
I know, I mean, testing Tony to see if he can come up with it. So Jim Morrison agreed prior to the show, but sung the original lyric anyway, and they were never asked back on the show. The line in question was, "Girl, we couldn't get much higher."
Oh, yes. You wouldn't even think
of it,
would
you? Could have been high in emotion.
Yeah, it could have been like, you know, climbing up a hill.
Exactly, like Kate does.
Yeah.
She does it a lot, Kate.
Running
Bush.
Up that hill.
She
we couldn't get
up
the higher. Ridiculous, isn't it, nowadays?
It is. But did you know this? Not a lot of people know this. Light My Fire was the last song Jim Morrison ever performed live with the Doors, which is sad. I think he
midway through a performance, which was at the Warehouse in New Orleans. He smashed his microphone on the floor and stormed off.
Yeah.
Having a tantrum.
It's not part... Sometimes it's part of the act, but that wasn't part of the act.
No, it wasn't. It's a shame, and we lost him. You know, what did he have, Tony?
He died of heart failure.
Sad, because he was so talented.
And very young as well.
Yeah, and they'd played together for 7 years, bless them. Anyway, on a lighter note, shall we do Elvis Presley? We are definitely going to have an Elvis off after this. This is Burning Love. Elvis Presley, 1972. Now, Tony was doing his hunger burning love. Go on, Tony.
Hunger burning love.
And now, it's an Elvis off. I'm just a hunger burning love. A hunger burning love.
Oh, that's more like Crazy Horse, isn't it? Crazy.
I know, but who is that? Who is doing the...
I don't... Well, it ain't him, is it?
No. And we were talking about his moves there. It's great.
Yeah, you got them spot on.
I did. I got up and down. I did. Tony tried to do this move, and I went, no.
No, it's not done.
This
like
is
that.
In the white suit. Brilliant. Do you know that it became Elvis's biggest hit since Suspicious Minds in 1969? And Elvis had an incredible singing range from bass to falsetto. But not a lot of people know this. Who's that, Tone? I'm losing my Michael
Caine. My name is Michael Caine.
That's much better. My name is Michael Caine. Not a lot of people know this. I'm losing it. I'm losing Michael Caine. You're really good. Okay, can you do Not a Lot of People Know?
I went and watched him in his latest film the other day as well, the one where he plays the old boy.
Oh, yes. It's supposed to be really good.
It is really good.
Yeah, he's really proud of that when you're listening to interviews and things like that. Can you just do it for me again?
Not a lot of people know that. My name is Michael Caine.
Thanks, Tone. Well, not a lot of people know this because He was given a C for music in his eighth grade at school. His teacher, this is brilliant, his teacher said he had no aptitude for singing.
No, he didn't do any really songs, did he?
What?
He didn't sing Michael Caine, did he?
No, not Michael Caine.
Who?
Elvis.
Oh, Elvis.
This is Elvis.
Oh, but you've switched
it. No, all I wanted you... No, like, not a lot of people know this.
Ah!
So Elvis had an incredible singing voice. We'll start again. From bass to falsetto. But he was given a C for music in his eighth grade at school.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
And his teacher said he had no aptitude for singing.
Well, he liked a lot of gospel music back then, didn't he? Because it's...
But how could you say Elvis couldn't sing?
Well, I know. It's, well,
teachers. I mean, he's just a hunk of burn and love.
Lord Almighty. I know, it's crazy to think. I mean, there's so many stories you read about teachers saying, oh, you're not going to be any good at that, you know, and you go on to be a great footballer or a great dancer.
Is it because they say that you actually want to prove them wrong?
Yeah, possibly so. I don't think anyone should tell you what you're good at or you're bad at. If you enjoy it, you've got to do it. And then if you're good at it, that will just shine through.
Or it seems to me that if they tell you you're bad at it, you're even better.
Yeah.
It makes you want to be better. I don't know. Psychological. Shall we play?
I just can't get the Michael Caine singing Burning Love out of my head now. Hello, Lord Almighty.
No, I just wondered if not a lot of people know this, because you're good at it.
You could do it in Elvis. Not a lot of people know that, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll have to have another Elvis off later. Let's do a Mary Wells number. This is My Guy. That was My Guy, Mary Wells, 1964, was UK number one. She was known as the Queen of Motown, one of the few female artists to open for the Beatles on a UK tour, and one of the first to tour overseas. My Guy broke the Beatles' famous monopoly in the top five of the US charts in 1964, and it was adapted for a film. Do you remember which film, Tone?
Sister Act?
Correct, except they changed it from My Guy to...
My God.
Correct. Oh, my God.
59 years old, that track.
I know. How many?
59.
Oh, my God.
I only know that because it's 64.
Oh, my God.
And it's the same.
Oh, oh my God, I should have said that. That was a slip. Okay. Incidentally, talking to the Beatles, their new and final single, Now and Then, was released. You played it.
Yeah, I played it earlier on. It's a great track as well. Really is good.
Yeah, it sounded really good. So it was all the original Beatles with the help of AI. Do-do-do, they're taking over, aren't
they? Yeah, well, so the AI part is, it's just a program that they use to, because John Lennon wrote the song and played piano.
Yeah, he recorded
piano
part of the song at his home in New York. And his wife, Yoko, gave the demo to the remaining Beatles. Members.
Yeah, he gave it to Paul McCartney. Apparently it was written for Paul McCartney in a way, and they couldn't do much with it because you couldn't...
why haven't they done it before?
Because they couldn't separate... His vocal was quite poor on it. It was done... He used, like, a little microphone and a cassette player in his flat, whatever it was, and played it. When they tried to play it back, it was really bad. Mm-mm. So it's only the film company that was using a program that could isolate his vocals in such a way to make it really clear that they could then reproduce a song. So AI has been used to be able to make this song possible today, which it couldn't be, a few years back, it couldn't be done. There's no artificial, there's no fake vocals on it. There's
No, it's all
it's
real.
It's just been enhanced. A bit like you'd enhance a photo nowadays. Yeah. It's quite possible.
It's amazing what they can do now.
Yeah. I mean,
isn't it? Elon Musk said that AI is going to take over and then none of us will work.
Yeah, we'll all be, that's interesting. No one will be working, would they? What are we going to be doing then?
I know, it would be boring.
We'll be down the pub being served by robots.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, do you fancy a dance?
Oh, a little bit of 80s.
Yeah, let's have Disco Inferno, the Tramps.
That was Disco Inferno, The Tramps, 1976. It was inspired by a scene from the film Towering Inferno. And the track was used in numerous films and TV productions, but most notably Saturday Night Fever and... Do you know the other one, Tone?
No.
Ghostbusters.
That was it, Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Ghostbusters. And this song won the band a Grammy for its contribution to Saturday Night Fever as well. And they chose the name Tramps. Do you know why they chose the name Tramps?
No, it's a great name, isn't it?
It is. But it was in tribute to Charlie Chaplin, who was known as the Little Tramp.
Oh, yeah, because of the way he dressed.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And the Tramps will be performing in New York next week if you want to fly over and see the
Yeah, place. I bet that's really, really good as well. Yeah. I mean, if you like disco, that's yeah. that'd take you right back, wouldn't
I mean,
it?
Can you imagine the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, old brilliant. Boogie.
Okay, let's play Relight My Fire, Take That and Lulu.
That was Relight My Fire, Take That and Lulu. 1993 was a UK number one. We were saying we can't believe how old that is.
No, it's mad. It seems like the other day, but yeah.
Exactly. And it was UK number one. Take That and Lulu's version was released as a single in 93. And it appeared on Take That's album called License This Song. It was Take That's second number one in the UK singles chart and a first for Lulu. And I love Lulu, don't you?
Yeah, she's still going
what
strong.
What a voice.
She just doesn't seem to change, does she?
No, she doesn't age.
No.
And she's got like so much energy and her voice is brilliant. When you listen to her, that is no one else.
Especially the Locomotion, which she goes,
Incidentally, it was Lulu's birthday on the 3rd of November, and she is a CBE. And lovely and fabulous. Love Lulu. Okay, shall we play a Nelly number? This is Hot In Here.
Let it hang all out.
That was Hot In Here, Nelly, 2022, was UK number 4. And I'm playing it for Nelly's birthday, which was on the 2nd of November. And in 2016, Nelly was hit with a huge tax bill of $2.4 million. And his fans responded by throwing an online streaming party for this song.